Somebody said, amen. You may be seated. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, he's good. I can't hear y'all. Yeah, he's good. He's good all the time. God is good. Y'all answering right. God is good. And all the time. My church people better answer me. God is good. And all the time. Yeah, you got to know that one. God is good all the time and all the time. God is. God is good. God is not God will be good. And it's not that he was good. He was good. Yeah. He was good, but God is good. So right now, present goodness of God. I love the way Jesus answered. They ran up to Jesus and said, you know, the guy tried to flatter him and said, good master. He said, ain't nothing good, one God. Why are you calling me good? It makes you realize, why are we trying to be so good? Ain't nothing good but one, and that's God. And the only reason I'm good is because he's good in me. Right? And it seems like he get gooder and gooder. I know that's bad English. I know it, y'all. But it's gooder and gooder, gooder and gooder. Luke chapter 19. This phrase that we'll read in this scripture, Jesus says it two times, one time here in the exact same way and another time in Matthew, and we'll go there. I just want to start here in Luke. He says it, and I'm reading for one of the things that we have to do in order for growth to happen. How many people want to grow? We're always growing. We never get stagnant. We never get to the place that we know it all, because there's no way possible for us to know it all. We can know the one that knows it all, right? But we'll never know it all. So we're constantly growing. Come on, somebody say constantly growing. Come on, say always growing. Come on, say it again. I'm always growing. No matter what I know, I need to learn more. And if you keep that posture, this is the posture that Jesus has. If you keep meek and lowly in heart, you'll find rest for your soul. If we keep this posture, then things can keep happening and we can keep expanding in the things of God and growing and seeing things. God ain't done yet. He ain't made everything he gonna make. Oh, no, it's true. He not finished. He not done yet. There are things that God is planning on happening that you hadn't seen yet. Thank God for that. Because if this was it, oh my God. You call this a wrap, amen? So in order to keep growing, in order to keep growing, we have to eliminate some of our false definitions of things. Sometimes, and maybe not even false, but it's just a definition of something that we stuck on. So we can't even see it from another angle because we're stuck on the definition that we got. Y'all get me? Sometimes we're stuck in the definition that we was taught. Way back, right? And it stuck with us so long that God was trying to show us something else in that scripture. Or show us something else in that place. But because I was stuck in the place I was in 19, fill in the blank. Then God can't show me some things that he's trying to show me. He's continuing to show us some new things. And so sometimes we gotta adjust. We gotta see the perspective. And so this happened to me in the scripture. Luke chapter 19. I don't want to give you the verse yet. I'll wait because I got a few keywords I want you to write. I want you to write the word redemption. These are words that are familiar with us in the church. Redemption. The word atonement. You've heard that before, right? Atonement. Restoration. Right? You know, we like to say this, and you can write this down too. The price has been paid. Y'all heard that before, right? And many times we're referring to the cross. We're referring to what Jesus did on the cross and amen for that, right? Redemption, what's the words I gave you? Atonement. Come on, redemption. What's the first word? Redemption. What's the second word? Atonement. What's the third word?
Restoration.
Restoration. And what's the last one? Price paid. Now, when I pay for something, that means something exists already.
Right.
I don't pay for something that... I pay for a product that's available.
Right.
It's available, Amy. You got me? So I'm paying for what's available. Even if I'm getting it made, the make of it is available.
Right.
You get it? Because
yes,
I'm paying for it. I don't just be paying for stuff just because it's just something there. If I pay for something, there was something of value already there.
Yes.
Are y'all with me?
Yes.
Restoration, you can look at it as restoration. You get it? Look at the word. Look at the word. I ain't making it up. Restore. Everybody say restore.
Restore.
You know, Psalm 23, he said, he restoreth my soul.
Yes.
Well, how do I restore something if there was not a store first?
Right.
Yes. That means something was stored previously.
Yes.
In order to restore it, it had to be stored.
Right,
yeah. Redemption. Everybody say redeemed.
Redeemed.
Come on, say, I am redeemed.
I am.
Come on, say it loud. Say, I am redeemed.
I am.
But I cannot be redeemed if I was not deemed first.
Yes, sir.
Got it? I did a conversation called pre-deemed. I want to say you've been pre-deemed because you were deemed before somebody took it from you.
Right.
Before you were formed in the belly, I knew you.
That's right.
Before you did anything and prayed any prayers, learned any tongues,
yes.
I ordained you and I sanctified you.
Yes.
A prophet to the nations, right? For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end.
Right.
This is what God is saying about us. So in order to be redeemed, I must have been deemed before. Come on, everybody say redeemed.
Redeemed.
Come on, say I am.
I
redeemed.
Am. Redeemed.
But that thought, it keeps going with me because there was something there before. And if I don't pay attention to the fact that there was something in me or something put in me before, then if I have to be redeemed, then I mean I was deemed and somebody stole my deemedness. I don't know if deemedness is a word. I don't know if deemedness is a word. Y'all got to get with me, all right? Y'all know who my daddy is, so we making up words all day long. But if I got redeemed, then that mean I was deemed and somebody stole my deemedness.
Yes, sir.
Come on, y'all don't make me say that word by myself. Say somebody stole my deemedness. Somebody stole my deemedness. My deemed. I was deemed. Somebody took it. That means I had to have it restored. Redemption. Atonement. Atoning. You say atoning for your sins. You're making up for it. Well, in order to understand redemption and atonement and restoration and atone for my sins, I got to understand what sin is. Definition. Everybody say definitions.
Yep.
See, we got to understand what sin is now. As soon as I say sin, you start thinking about the last time you messed up. Come on, everybody say amen.
Amen.
Come on, say it. Come on. How recent was it? Lord Jesus, amen. Lord Father, forgive me right now. Right. We think about the last time we messed up, right? But the last time you messed up was only a result of sin.
That's right.
Yeah. That was a result. Of sin. Watch this. Sin means to miss the mark.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That means I'm not my aim ain't right. I'm trying to hit it. I got the arrow and I'm trying to hit it, but I'm missing the mark because my aim is off.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
I'm trying.
Glory to God.
But I didn't shot something else.
Lord,
sometimes we even got angry, right? Or sometimes we done said some words and got angry with somebody, or then popped off, or whatever you want to fill in the blank. I was trying to do the right thing, but my aim was off.
Yeah.
I'm missing the mark. Another definition of sin is to not take your portion in. Like you don't have a share.
Yes.
Like there's something there that belongs to you, but you're not taking your share of what belongs to you. So in other words, I'm jumping ahead of myself, but the nature of God that's there, that's a part of you, and for you to take a part of, you're not taking part of it, so you're missing it.
Wow.
Right? If I can I explain it to you? If I can explain it, say yeah.
Yeah.
I can hear. If I can explain it, say yeah.
Yeah.
Watch this. If you have a portion of a thing,
yes,
and you have a share, right? Then it's rightfully yours. Say it's mine.
It's mine.
Right? But don't tell me that you're hungry if you ain't take your share. Because I sliced it all up in even pieces for everybody to have there.
Yeah.
Did you know that righteousness means the same thing? Righteousness means, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I look, the word righteousness means equity. That means you got some ownership. You got, y'all ain't hearing me right now. You got some rights in what's going on. But when I seek my own righteousness, my righteousness is broken. But his righteousness gives me my share in who he is in me.
That's good.
Y'all get me?
Yes, sir.
We have a tendency to live a bankrupt lifestyle when we're overflowing with God. Only because we didn't know. And sometimes we get caught up in our actions of sin because we're just unaligned. Nobody lined us up. Nobody told me that, hold up, I should be standing right here. Because if I was standing right here, you could be real close, but still be off. You ever ran off the road, hit them bumpers?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes wake you up, don't it? Yeah. Some of y'all say, praise the Lord for the bumpers. Grace and mercy for the bumpers, right? Because you're on the lines. There's nothing wrong with the lines. It's me being unaligned. Anybody ever drove off the road into a ditch? Come on, raise your hand. Don't say, come on, you ever drove off the road? Come on. Some of y'all lying. All right, amen. I got you. In the name of Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. I done been in a ditch before. I don't know how I got in there. I wasn't looking. I swerved or whatever it is. But some kind of way I was unaligned. Redemption, atonement, restoration, the price paid. There was something of value there already. In the beginning, God breathed into man and man became a living soul. Right? He explains, he defines your identity right there. He starts saying, we made man in my image and my likeness. He defines the value of who you are. Then he says, be fruitful. I'll give you every herb-bearing seed. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish, and subdue. He says, have dominion. This is God's plan. This is what God says we look like. Come on, say it. This is what I look like. Come on, say it loud. Say, that's what I look like. Say it loud. Say, that's what I look like. So if that's what I look like, then what I'm looking like is something else. What is that thing that's trying to lie to me? Who is that false self that's trying to be me? If any man come after me, you heard Jesus say that? If any man come after me, let him. Yeah, because he's trying to say there's a false self that's trying to be you. Is it fruitful, multiply, replenish, and subduing? Is it fruitful, multiply, replenish, and subduing? Is it fruitful, multiply, replenish, and subduing? Because if it is not fruitful, multiply, replenish, and subduing, somebody lying. Somebody got you living another lane. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
If you can hear me, say amen.
Amen.
So these key words. So Luke chapter 19, y'all there? Luke chapter 19. Go to verse 10. Now you've heard this scripture, but I need you not to put your religiosities on it. I need you to let me talk tonight, all right? I need you to not put what your meaning on it real quick. But I need you to go ahead and listen. Say, I'm listening.
I'm listening.
Amen. Thank y'all for listening. Watch this. Now he's talking right now. The context of this, he's going to Zacchaeus' house. If you know anything about Zacchaeus, he's a little man. He's a tax collector. Now, another definition of sin in the Bible is tax collector. A sinner? No, I ain't playing with y'all. The heathen, you just something say heathens? Yeah, the heathens and the sinners were the tax collectors. They ain't like them. They ain't like them at all. Because I'm going to call you a sinner. It's not a lie, right? So now Zacchaeus is the chief.
That's what I'm saying.
Sinners. He the main tax collector. Y'all knew Matthew was one of them too, huh?
That's right.
Yeah. He told Matthew going to walk with him though. Get him a line, man. Watch me. He's going to Zacchaeus' house. He says, Zacchaeus, come down. Let me jump up real quick. I want to get some context. In verse 1, Jesus entered and passed into Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. He ran before, climbed up in a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste, hurry up, and come down, for today I must abide at your house. Now y'all think he's talking about going to the crib. Now y'all talking about cleaning up. We got to clean up because Jesus is coming. But he was trying to tell, today I'm going to abide at your house.
Yeah.
I'm just seeing this right now, y'all. So y'all got to, today, yeah. You got to hurry up. You got to hurry up and come down.
Glory to God.
Wow.
Mm. Glory to God.
Yes,
yeah. Hurry up and come down. For next Tuesday, on Sunday, I must have. At Training the Word Wednesday, when the apostles come out, I'm going to abide. Everybody say, today.
Today.
Today I must abide at thy house. Yeah. Oh, the Lord is saying that to you right now. Today I must abide at thy house. Yeah. Today I must abide at thy house.
Yes, sir.
I'll say it again. Today I must abide at thy house.
Yes.
There's an old song the Winans used to have. Say, tomorrow. You remember that? You remember? Yeah, but we can't wait till tomorrow because tomorrow ain't promised.
Right.
Take no, he even told us. Jesus said, take no thought. Because
right.
Today I got to abide at your house.
Right.
Today I gotta be alive. And abide means to live there. Means to be alive somewhere. Today I gotta be alive
yes.
in your house. Now, if you catch that, you just got healed.
Yes, sir. Glory to God.
Can Jesus and sickness live in the same place?
No.
I'm asking you a question right now. Can Jesus and sickness live in the same place?
No.
So if Jesus is abiding in my, you abide in me, and my words abide in you. If he's abiding, he's living, he's alive there today. Everybody say today.
Today.
Make haste. And in verse 6, he said, he made haste and came down and received them joyfully. Y'all see it?
Yes,
showed you the posture we should have with Jesus. And when they saw it, I don't know who they is, them is, whatever. But when they saw it, they all murmured saying that he was gone to be the guest with a man that is a sinner. Well, who better to go be a guest with? I know it's not a good photo op. I know it ain't good for, you know, I know, you know, people have some slander, but who better to go and abide with than the person that's unaligned?
That's right. Come on.
So I'm just trying to line you up. I ain't worried about what they talking about. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore to him fourfold. Sounds like some alignment. Sounds like he is something about him and Jesus coming in contact that makes him change how he's doing things. The man just told you he a thief. He said, if I did, but he was just trying to say, I did it. Y'all know we be like that too, Lord. If I done anything wrong, Lord, forgive me. You know what you did. You know what you did. You know exactly what you said. Amen. You know, Lord, if it be thy will. And Jesus said to him, this day salvation come to this house. For as much as he is also a son of Abraham. Now watch this. Watch this. He says he called Zacchaeus a son of Abraham. Well, I thought they said he was a sinner. No, he said he's a son of Abraham too. Because that's what they called it. They said the righteous people call themselves a son of Abraham. He said for as so much, he's a son of Abraham too. Verse 10, here we go. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. I want y'all to quote that real quick. Y'all read it. Ready, read.
For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost.
All right, I want you to read it again. Ready, read.
For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost.
Read it one more time. Has come to seek and to say what?
That.
Stop that. Just stop. Stop. Stop right there. Is that? For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that.
Yes.
Y'all read it like that. Ready? Read.
Okay.
For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that.
Read it again. Good. Good. I want to do it. I want to do it again so it sort of hit home.
Yes.
For the Son of Man has come to seek. And to say,
yeah.
And in the that he's describing is what was lost.
Yeah.
Watch this.
Yeah.
For years, y'all did it too, so I'm going to put you on Front Street. For years, we thought he was talking about people.
Yes.
Come on. Come on.
Come here, look in your face right quick. We thought he got to go save them people that was lost. Like we ain't lost sometimes. Like we don't need a GPS. Amen. I need a GPS for the rest of my life. I'm always going to need him to lead me. The Lord is my shepherd. Right? Acknowledge him in all my ways. He'll direct my path.
Yes.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God. I'm always looking for him.
Yes.
I always need his direction.
Yes.
I ain't never got it will while I don't need him to tell me where I'm going.
Yes.
I don't take God, I got it. God, I know where we're going. God, I got it.
No.
I already know where I know what my coordinates are. I already know where I want to go. You're lost. Come on, y'all lost. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, but sometimes you're lost. Come to seek and save. He's not talking about the people right now. Now, people will benefit from what he's saying here. But the Son of Man has come to seek and save. Now, I look up the definition of the word that, because that ain't really a word you look up, right? And it says, watch this. It talks about people. It says, used to identify a specific person or thing. Observed by the speaker.
Yes, sir.
Who's speaking here?
Jesus.
I can't hear y'all. Who's speaking here?
Jesus.
It's red. Those words are red, right?
Yes, sir.
So if Jesus is speaking, then it's a specific person or thing observed by the speaker. That means the speaker sees something that's lost.
Yes, sir. That's good.
It's specific. Everybody say specific.
Specific.
Don't say Pacific, not like the ocean. It's Come on. Y'all know y'all been saying, man, I got Pacific things I want to do. No. You don't have nothing unless you go on swimming. No, it's not Pacific. Say specific.
Specific.
That means he's specifying. He's making a point that I'm talking about. That.
Yes.
You got this and you got
that.
It was a definition. I ain't know that had this many definitions. That had another definition. That it says referring to a specific thing. Watch this. Previously mentioned. Known or understood.
Come on.
Wow.
I'm going to say it again.
A lot.
Referring to, can I say it? Referring to a specific thing.
Yes.
Previously mentioned, known, or understood. So it was previously mentioned, it was previously known, and it was previously understood. You know what? I'm breaking it down. I want to break it down. I'm teaching right now. All right? I'm breaking it down. Do you know what previously means?
Yes.
What does previously mean? Tell me. Before, that means before, right now.
Right.
Previously.
Right.
You know, you watch them shows and they say previously on. They're trying to catch you up. Trying to give you a recap so you don't be lost in the story.
Yeah.
I got to tell you what happened on the episode before this. Now watch this. You might have watched that episode already. But it might be a little while. You forgot what happened. So they give you a recap. Previously on, they tell you what's previously has happened, so you can. It's previously known. It's previously mentioned. It's previously understood. Pre-deemed. Yeah, you were all the deemed. Previously, you were deemed one with God already. You were deemed the son of God already. You were deemed the nature of God already. You were already. God said, "Watch this. You know when He deemed you." You know when he deemed you? Like I deemed you something?
Yeah.
When he breathed into you.
Yeah.
They're not making new air. Ain't no 2024 air. The air that's here is the air that's been here. There is a scientific study that says the particles of the past never leave. They're still in the air. You're breathing the same air Jesus breathed.
Wow.
Come on. It's your breath in our lungs. Come on, breathe in. Come on. They're not making no new air. No. Can you understand? I'm going to make it simple. So that means this is the same breath that God started this with. You say God is omnipresent. Yeah, he is. He's all around you. The spirit of God. Spirit, the word spirit means breath. That means the wind. The spirit of God is constantly around you. You breathing in and breathing out. But the enemy got us using that breath for the wrong thing.
Wow.
He got us saying crazy stuff and believing crazy stuff and consuming crazy things. And now we get crazy results and want to say, where the grace of God at? Well, you were graced at the beginning. Unmerited favor. And we say grace of God is, huh? Unmerited favor. God, dog, when you was born, it's unmerited favor because you ain't do nothing to get you here.
Right.
None of that work had to happen to get you here. You ain't do none of it. You ain't take care of yourself. You ain't clean your own diapers. You ain't preserve yourself. You ain't protect nothing. It's unmerited favor. The fact that you are alive.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Is the grace of God.
Yes, sir.
You're the walking grace of God and you don't even know it.
Yes.
Previously known, previously understood, previously mentioned. I made you in my image. How much more like God can you be?
Come on. Right, sir.
But see, you forget. You either forget or you're deceived. You either forget or somebody lied to you about it. I'm just a servant to you by grace. I'm just be always a sinner. I'm always going to be a sinner. Ain't nothing good in my flesh. How ain't nothing good in your flesh but God made you flesh?
That's right.
Come on, y'all. Come on. if God, if there's nothing good in your flesh, I know they preach it. If ain't nothing good in your flesh, then why would he make you that way? Because it made you floating around then. Just make you a spirit. Why would he make you out of the dust of the earth and form you like the dust of the earth? Why would he do that? Oh, he had a point. He had a purpose. All of that get redeemed. That you're beating yourself up. You got a war in yourself because you're saying nothing, you ain't nothing good in you. Previously known, previously mentioned, previously understood. For the Son of Man is come to seek and save. Say that. I thought it was them. No, them need that. Go, come on. Come on, Matthew chapter 18. It's two different occurrences in two different gospels. Same conversation. Verse 11. Come on, y'all turn quick, come on. Verse 11, and he's talking right now to the context, he's talking about the sheep, the lost sheep. He said, if a man has 100 sheep and one leave, will he not go and get the one? Right? Would he not leave the 99 to go get the one? He's trying to say, will I not leave what everybody think is already together to get the thing that they missing? Come on. Because 100 of them. Everybody say 100. It's 100 of them. So if something's missing, it's not whole. This is not the whole crew. This is not the whole thing that we had. Something's missing. And now he says, for the Son of Man, there it is. Sound like the same thing, huh?
Yeah.
The Son of Man has come to seek and to say that.
Yeah.
I had to, it hit me and it liberated me. Because, let me tell you the truth about the matter. Being a minister sometimes and praying for people and looking out for people, it'll kill you. Just being honest, especially when said people don't listen. When said people want you to lay hands on them and work a miracle that they already are, but they didn't hear nothing you preached about. This is what I'm saying. It can become a toll and a struggle. If you pay attention to Jesus not bother himself with people. Y'all know that? Y'all ever notice that? Y'all ain't pay attention to him, y'all don't know him. Jesus was not a pastor. He wasn't none of that. He was none of that stuff. Jesus said, you know, go thy way. Thy sins be forgiven you. Y'all heard Jesus say, where your accusers? Oh, I don't accuse you either. Go and sin no more. He didn't say follow. He didn't say join my church. He didn't say none of that. Go. Sin no more. He cast some demons out that boy to cut himself in, cutting in and all that. He said, the boy got demon cast off me. He said, I won't come with you. He said, no, don't come with me. I got enough people with me already. Some of them is too many. One of them a betrayer and one of them a denier. One of them scared, the other one, I got too many. I can't. My staff is full. Go back to your people and tell them all the good things that God has done for you. He's working at another level. He's working at another place because he's seeking and saving that.
Yep.
See, alignment is, the way I can describe, alignment is that's where you're supposed to be. That's where I put you. That's what I made you to be. That's where you should be standing. Now, I set before you life and death, blessing and curse, choose.
Life.
You get it? See the choice? So you got to choose that. I come to save that. When Jesus said, it is finished, did everything blow up? And it was like, it's all over with. No, life's still going on, huh? And here you are. You got born on the day you were born on. And here we are born into this world with all this chaos, right? Right? So if it is finished, what is he talking about being finished? Oh. That the template of God. What God looks like in man is finished. Jesus goes all the way. No greater love than this than a man to lay down his life for a friend. He goes all the way. He doesn't talk noise about it. He goes to the cross and then gives it up. He ain't pray about it no more. Lord, let's do something else. Ministry popping right now. Let's keep it going. No, he said, he in the garden. He said, man, And I'm sore. He's sweating blood. Then he said, he came to himself. He said, but wait, hold on. What I'm going to say, let this cup pass? No, he said, I was sent here for this. This is why I was here, to fix the template of what man looks like. Yes. Jesus is a person, not a principle.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
So you will never be like him just trying to follow the principles. You have to assume the person that he is. In the name of Jesus means that the word name means the character of Jesus. That means when I say in the name of Jesus, whatever I'm doing, I got to do it in the character of Jesus. Anything you ask in my name.
Yes, sir.
That's why sometimes we ask for stuff, but it don't come out like we asked it. Or like we prayed because we didn't pray it in his name. Now, I'm not talking about you got to get extra spiritual and power it up. I'm talking about that.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about being aligned with it. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
Yes.
In earth as it is in heaven. Lord, if you can't let this cup, but nevertheless, not my will. But thy will be done.
Yes.
See, it's because he's saving that. He's saving the setup. He's saving how he made it to be. He's saving the setup of what God said. Now you get to choose if you want to align or not. But I'm not going to change for you,
right,
or run behind you because you're not paying attention.
Right.
Are y'all listening?
Yeah.
I'm going to reach out.
Yeah.
I'm going to reach out. I'm going to call for you. Yeah, but eventually you need to hear me and come.
Yes.
Come unto me.
Yes.
All you that labor. It's Matthew 11:29. Don't go there. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Watch what Jesus said. He said, take my yoke upon me, on you, and learn of me.
Yes, sir.
For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you'll find
rest
for your soul. When you hear the word lost, seek and save that which was lost. The word lost talks about two different things. It talks about possession and position. God, dog, I had another word on there, but thanks, Holy Ghost. I had wrote possession and pathways, but the position is better. Thanks, Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Everybody say possession,
possession.
And position. Come on, say it again. Possession,
possession.
And position.
And position.
One more time. Possession,
possession.
And position.
And position.
So when you possess something, you ever lost your keys? Come on, everybody say amen.
Amen.
Have you lost anything? Have you ever lost any physical, tangible thing? Stop being deep right now. Sometimes it was your mind. My mama said, what you did with it? She told me one day, and something going on. She said, what you did with it? She said, where is it? I said, Mom, what you talking about? Where is it? She said, what you did with it? Where is that? I said, what you, I don't know what you're talking about. What you did with it? Where is that? I said, what? She said, your mind, you must have lost your. You really lost your everlasting mind, your ever loving mind, and all kind of stuff going there, filling the blank right there. Possession and position. Say possession,
possession.
And position.
Yes. So
I can have something and lose it. Possession, right? Or I can be lost because I don't know where I'm going. So the position that I'm in right now in a particular place, I could be lost because I just don't know where we're going right now. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know where I'm at. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So y'all get it? Position, possession, and position. This is what the word lost speaks to. And Jesus speaks to both aspects of the word lost. I come to seek and save that which was lost. Well, if it's possession, that means I had something already. But I lost it. Now, we'd be screaming about the devil took it. He stole it. You still lost it. You just lost the tug of war. You was holding on to it. He was holding on to it. And you lost the battle because you was too weak. Because we already know he's not strong enough. We be hollering at all day long. He's not strong. We strong. Greater is he that's in me. He's not strong enough. So if you're not strong enough, that means you lost it.
Yeah.
I can't lose nothing I ain't never had. So I'm saying it. I have to keep saying that for a reason, because we have a tendency to think that we're acquiring something. We're acquiring some anointing or some gifting or some presence that we didn't already have. We were crying, he about to do something that we never had. No, it was already there. He's the beginning and the end. He's already seen it. God is at the beginning and at the end already. It's already done. Are y'all getting it? So watch this. Just because you ain't seen it with your physical eyes don't mean your spirit ain't seen it.
That's right.
Possession. And what's the other word?
Position.
Anybody ever been lost before? Come on, I need all the men to say amen. Because we be acting like we ain't lost and we just keep driving in circles. Trying to, come on, y'all know it. Come on, come on. I need to say it in your deepest vibrato. Men say amen. Come on, come on. Y'all better give it to me better than that. All online, amen. Y'all know how we get. We just keep driving. I don't know where you at. You make another right turn. You don't know where you at. You don't want to ask for no directions. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, come on, amen. Amen. You've been lost before. You're on your way somewhere. And you're coming from somewhere. But you're just lost. It's not that you don't exist. You're just
lost.
How, you see how simple that is? I'm coming from somewhere and I'm trying to get somewhere, but I'm just
lost.
Jesus says this. You watch this. You ready? You ready? He says, I am the way.
Yes.
Seek and save.
That.
I save the way. Mm. I'm the way.
Yeah.
If I'm the way, how could you be lost if you focus on me?
That's
Hebrews 12 and 2 say, looking unto Jesus,
the
author and finisher of our faith.
Yeah.
The author and finisher. That means he wrote it.
That's right. Yeah.
And he stamped it.
Yeah.
If he wrote it and he stamped it, then it's done. It's done, right? It's finished. All I got to do is keep looking unto
Jesus,
and I'll never be lost. I'll never be out of position.
Come on.
If I'm looking unto
Jesus.
Because I am the. He didn't say, I'm going to show you the way. Oh, 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 Lord Jesus. Oh. Can't lose what you never had, nor can you find something that that wasn't already located. Oh, John 14:6, just write it down, I'm the way. And Luke 21:19, he says, in your patience, possession. Everybody say possessions.
Possession.
Everybody say possessions.
Possession.
Come on, say it again, possessions.
Possession.
In your patience, possess ye your soul. Something that you got already, but somebody else got a hold of your soul. And it's producing in your life what it wants to produce other than what God wants to produce. And you don't even know it because you want it. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not. Is that the truth? Is the truth? No, is that the truth right now? Play with me up here. Is that the truth? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You got wants all day long. You want all kind of stuff. Some of y'all prayer talkers right now on your window. On your mirror, because you want it. My little niece Lauren, when she first got it, she used to say, she want it. That's how she said, she talking 30, she want it. She don't say, I want it, she say, she want it. You supposed to know who she is already. She want it, she want it. My little girl right now, she be like this, she do like this and go. She point at it and go like this, she ain't got no words, she go, If she want her mama, she point, she want, she do like that, What's all these things that we pointing at and beckoning for? I heard an apostle say something Sunday. He said, all these problems, we got too many problems. These problems should be answered. And all I heard in the sound booth was like, how many of them are self-inflicted? How many problems that we got because it's something that we assumed that we wanted it? Don't tell me nothing about no spirit of debt because you signed them papers. Let me look away from you real quick. Now you want to rebuke the debt collector. But he don't want to. They don't want to help you get in that house. You see how? I rebuke the spirit of debt. It's not a spirit. The spirit of debt is you. If that's the case, ain't nobody else's name on that line but yours. Come on, y'all. Come on. Ain't nobody else's name. Somebody forged your name? No, you wrote that. That wasn't the devil. The devil made me do it. No, he didn't. Your wants made you do it. Anybody ever got anything you didn't want? You like, you wanted it, then you realize, I ain't really want this that much. I saw a girl online complaining about her mortgage. She said, I didn't really want it to be like this, but she wanted it. See, that system will flip on you. And the thing that you wanted so bad, I'll be the thing that'll poison you. They got a snake out there that his tail looks like a spider. It's a spider-tailed viper, they called it. And so what it does, it lay down, it's camouflage. Well, I showed you the video, I know y'all like snakes, so I'll show you the video, it's a camouflage. So he just lay down. You can't see him, but you see the little spider running around. The little spider running. You don't see the snake, though. He poisonous. But the little spider running around. So, you know, bird fly up. He hungry. I could take the spider. I want to eat so bad. I want it so bad that I don't pay attention to what's connected to what I'm trying to consume. I did not, oh my God, I did not pay attention to what's connected to what I want so bad. And so without thinking, I swoop in. Come on, y'all. Come on. How many times have you done swooped in on something? They didn't told you the numbers was right. You can get it now. Come on. Amen. Come on. The numbers was right. You got enough. You can go ahead and get that now. We hadn't consulted the Lord on it. Because maybe that money is allotted for something else. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. But I got the ability to do it. Just because you got the ability to do it, everything is permissible, but not everything is purposeful. Yeah. Everything is permitted. Watch. Swoop in. Huh? That bird swoop in. He's going to get the spider. As soon as that bird swoop in and get close enough, that viper go, bang! Gotcha. Because I gotcha because I knew what you wanted. Serpent, snake. The serpent is the one that got them in the garden to reach for something that they already had. Yeah. You'll be just like God. Dummy, I am like God. Yeah. The trick ain't changed. The only advantage the enemy has a lot of times, he's dealt with so many people just like you for years and years, over and over. And it's the same thing he trick them with, the wants. But the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not. Take no thought what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to put on. It's Jesus talking in Matthew 6. He's trying to restore that which was lost. He told that boy, the rich young ruler, come run and say, good master, that's the one that said good. He said, why you call me good and none good? He said, I want eternal life. Cool. You did all the stuff you're supposed to do? Yeah, I observed all that from my youth. He said, one thing you're lacking. And the boy was rich. So now for him to hear that he's lacking something, that's kind of offensive to him. He said, one thing you're lacking, but it don't make no sense what he says, because it seems like he say, you're lacking something, so let me give you this. Because if you're lacking, I need to give you something. Uh-huh. Right? Yeah. If I know that you're lacking something, I need to give you what you're lacking. Yeah. But the next instruction didn't seem to make sense, because he says, go and sell what you got and give it to the poor. Well, that's the wrong way. If I'm lacking something, why you want me to lack more?
Come on.
Why you want me to give away what I have? Because you ain't got nothing. Because what you think you have actually has you. Listen, come on, y'all. Come on. I need you to get rid of that. So I can show you that. I need you to sell that. Lord Jesus, I'm quoting them, y'all, because we ain't got time to turn that because the time gonna be gone. There's a parable Jesus says about a man that finds a treasure. And he said when he found the treasure, he hid it. He ain't tell nobody where it was. He found that land. He said, oh, boy, the treasure over here. They don't even know they got treasure over here. I hid it. He said he went and sold everything he got. And use that money to buy that land, because that's how much that treasure was, how big that treasure was to him. The next verse says, there's a man that found a great pearl, and he went back and sold everything he got to go and purchase that great pearl, because he understood the value of what that was.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes Jesus seeking and saving that which was lost is getting you to sell some of these other ideas that you got ingrained in your mind. Some of these beliefs and some of these prayers and some of these affirmations and confessions that you making, and you missing out on that. You missing out on the that godness in you. Because they told you that. Well, surely you won't die. You'll be just like God. And by you want to be like God, you don't even know you're already made in the image. But I get you to want something. Because if I get you to want something, then I get you to go in that direction. Listen to what I'm saying. If I can get you to want, I can get you to reach. And now you're reaching for something that's actually flowing out of you already. You're not going to see this without Jesus, though. We have to be dogmatic about our research of Jesus. Jesus is not your superstar or your superstar that did on the cross and did the, so we just thank you, Jesus. Well, thank him for what? You say, thank you, Jesus. Thank him for what? He died on the cross. He shed his blood for me. What was that? Is that it? You're not thankful for him telling you to deny yourself? That ain't one. We don't have thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that I'm denying myself. Never pray, never worship that one like that, huh? Y'all never said that one, huh? Thank you, Lord, I deny myself. Thank you, Lord, for telling me to deny myself. We never prayed that one, huh? That's not in the affirmations. You know, you say this 10 times and then, you know, y'all know how the affirmations go, right? The confession. Yeah, y'all never say, I deny myself. I deny myself. I deny myself. I deny myself in the name of Jesus. I see myself denied in the name of Jesus. I already got on a vision board and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? I see myself with a great denial of myself in the name of Jesus. Because I'm trying to save that. Go sell what you got. Give it to the poor. You say yourself treasures in heaven. Then take up the cross. Follow me. He go away sad because he got great possession. He valued that more than that. Matthew 11:29, you ain't got to go there. It says he'll find rest for your soul. Luke 21:19, in your patience possess you your souls. Possessions and finding. You're finding what was lost. He's showing us this. Jesus, we got to pay attention to him more, y'all. We got to see what he's saying specifically to us, right? And then say, I'm going to commit to being that. Come on, say it. Yeah, I need a little louder with a little bit more gusto and a little bit more like I believe you. I'm going to commit to being that. And I got to keep looking at him to see what that is that he's talking about. Something lost, right? Yes. They say, watch this. They ask him in Luke 17. That was Luke 17. Go over to Luke 17 real quick. Luke chapter 17. Let's see. Verse 20. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees, the nerve of them. When he was demanded of the Pharisees, watch this. When the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, I wrote this down. Jesus answered a when with a well. They asked a when question. He answered with a when and a well. It seemed like he didn't answer it right. When the kingdom of God come, we say in 200 AD, then the kingdom of God is going to be here. Y'all ready for it? No, that ain't how he answered. Watch this. He answered and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say what? Lo there, lo here. It seems like they don't know where it's at, huh? Sound like, look like it lost to me, huh? Like they got the wrong position, lo here and lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. You see what he's doing? See, and right now in 2024, we low here, low there. Y'all know that? We low here, low there. We need somebody to lay hands on us, put some oil on us. Speak a word over. We need a prayer partner. Agree with me. Low here, low there. It's at the meeting, at the conference. Low here, low there. For behold, the kingdom of God is where? Come on, say the kingdom of God is within me.
The kingdom of God is within me.
Say it.
The kingdom of God is within me.
And now use your finger and point to yourself so you have no discrepancy in our mind about where we saying is at. The kingdom of God is
within me.
So why are we low here, low there? Seek and save that which was kingdom of God. And he's answering a when, because they asked him when is coming. He answered the when is. Everybody say is. That's when it is. When the kingdom of God coming? It is. Y'all caught it? Y'all didn't catch it. I'm gonna keep it going. Is a tense. You got past tense, you got future tense, then you have present tense. When something is, you like we be in church and it is cold in here, right? It ain't about to be cold. It wasn't cold. It is, right? is right now. Is I am. Is now faith is.
Yes,
the substance of things hoped for, right? Is suddenly straightway. Is I'm not waiting on it because it's here right now. So I'm not waiting for the kingdom or somebody to show me the kingdom because you told me when it is and where it is. It is right now within me.
Yes.
Says right now within me. Come on, right now.
Right now.
Use your fingers. Come on, use your fingers. Come on, use your fingers. It's right now.
Right now.
I want you to, mama said, go clean your room right now. I mean, don't go sit down. Don't take no, don't pass go. Don't collect $200 on Monopoly. And she said through her teeth, you go clean the room. Get here right.
Now.
Right here.
Right.
And right now.
Right now.
Come on, right here,
right here
and right now.
Right now.
Right now. Watch this, right here,
right here,
right now,
right now,
in me.
In me.
Now, if we catch this, it's empowering. If we catch this, then there'll be no more tears and crying and whining about what's going on. If we catch this, there's no more confusion. Even when I don't understand, I still won't be confused. Just because I don't know the answer don't mean I gotta be confused. Lord Jesus, what? Just because I don't know which way to go doesn't mean I gotta be confused. Because the kingdom of God is what?
Within.
Greater is he that is
in me
than he that is in the world. Because it's in me, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells where?
In.
So if it's in me, then I can't never be lost.
Right.
I just got to submit to what's
in me.
And stop submitting to what they're trying to put on
me.
Come on, y'all. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, everybody say amen.
Amen.
Come on, say it loud. Say amen.
Amen.
We've submitted too much to what they tried to put on us.
Right.
And we let that give us our direction. And now we're up here fighting, trying to get out of that hole. The kingdom of God is?
Within.
Well, the kingdom of God is within me. That means the spirit of God is within me. That means God in his kingdom is in me.
Yes.
And if this the case, then if I'm ever in trouble, God can't be in trouble. If I'm ever in failure, God can't fail. So if God can't fail and the kingdom of God is, where's that? Where's that? Come on, y'all gotta answer me loud. Where's that? Where the kingdom of God at? Right here, right now, in me. Right here, right now, in me. Right here, right now, in me. Watch this, watch this, watch this. When I understand this, there are no more troubles. Oh, they'll come. They'll attempt. But right here, right now, the kingdom of God is within me. God, his way of doing things, me being related to him, his kinship, my sonship is already on the inside of me. And if it's in me, they can't take it. Jeff, God hid it in there on purpose. So it can't be taken from you. Mary has chosen that good thing that can't be taken away from her. What she chose? She chose for Jesus to show her that. Martha was doing this, Jesus showing her that. Come on, y'all catch it. You get it? See, you could be doing a lot of that. Don't see a lot of this. You don't see that. If you ever watch Jesus, you ever pay attention to him, he is not subject to the circumstance. He doesn't even pay attention to it. The storm is going on and this man is sleeping the bottom of the ship. He not sleep on the top of the ship. He's sleeping in the bottom of the ship. And the bottom of the ship is under the water usually time in the ship. So that means the storm going on, he basically submerged. Sleep. I can't drown. How could I drown? Right here and right now, the kingdom of God is in me. And the kingdom can't drown. Say it, the kingdom can't drown. How could I drown? Y'all, where's your faith? Where's your faith? Next time something come up, look at yourself and say, where's your faith? Right here, right now, in me. Okay. Matthew 16. I'll go there real quick and let's find it. I got on my notes and you just put it down. I put Jesus dropped a pen. Not a pen like you write with, but a pen. Yeah, some of y'all don't know what that is. Let me explain it to you. When I'm going somewhere and I talk to EJ, I say, EJ, man, where you at? He said, you know, it's such a turn over here, turn over here, turn over here, turn over here. I may not remember all them turns. But I say, hey, EJ, on his phone, drop a pen. Share your location with me.
Yeah.
I tell Jesus, share your location with me.
Yeah.
Huh? EJ, drop a pen. Now that pen comes to my phone, and my phone starts to give me directions where I'm going.
Yeah.
I ain't never been over here before. This is uncharted territory. I do not know where I'm going, but I know where I'm going.
Yeah.
Listen. No, see, can you be to a place where you don't know where you're going, but you know where you're going?
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm going, but I got faith in where I'm going.
Yeah.
Because I trust the one that dropped the pen.
Yeah. Oh. Yes, sir. Yes.
I trust, Mike, I trust the person that shared. Whoa, I got a share. And saying when sin, saying you don't have a share in something. But he shared the location with me.
Yeah.
The kingdom of God as well?
Yeah.
He shared the location with me.
Yeah.
He didn't just walk in the location. He shared it with me.
Yeah.
He dropped the pen. He dropped the pen right there on the inside of you. And so you're right there. Go there, go there, go there, go there, go there. Go on the inside, go on the inside. Go on the inside, go on the inside. Go on the inside, go on the inside. Don't worry about what's on the outside. Go on the
inside.
If they shooting outside your house, you going on the inside. And you're going to lock the door. When he drop a pen and he shares his location, I ain't got to know the terrain. I ain't got to be familiar with the territory. I just got to listen to where the pen is telling me to go.
Yes.
I just got to listen to the pen that is dropped for me and just keep walking over. Turn left.
Yes,
turn right. Stop right there. And just wait.
Yes, sir.
Be anxious for nothing.
Yes.
Stop.
Amen.
Some direction sometimes is stop. Stand still. Be still.
Yes, sir.
Are you telling me be still and see the sign? You mean to tell me be still and know that I'm God? You tell me you're moving too much, you won't know him?
Yes.
Stand still and see the
salvation.
You mean to tell me if I keep running, I keep moving too much, and I don't stand still, I won't see the salvation
right.
That is already there in me, with me, as me? You know, fasting. A lot of times fasting, we get so caught up on the food and what we can't have and what we want, or we don't get what we gotta. That's not, you're not depriving yourself of nothing. You're giving yourself clarity in where you are. A lot of times, that's trying to get you to stand still. Some things we got going on in our body, we just gotta stand still. Stop piling stuff on it and make it work so much. Stand still and you'll see the salvation of the Lord. You'll see the kingdom of God at work in your organs. Some of our organs are overloaded. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Be still and know that I'm
God.
He dropped the pen. Matthew 16, you can read it. Y'all go through and he says this, watch this. He says, any man come unto me, let him deny himself, take up the cross and follow me. Verse 24, 25, but whosoever will save his life will lose it. I did not know what he was talking about. I realize it is that now. And whoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. I said, what is it? It is that. What is that? He said, for what profit a man that he shall gain the whole world and lose his what?
Soul.
God breathed into man and man became a living
soul.
And that living soul that God breathed in is still here standing right now, but we didn't lost it. Because we let somebody make us think it was something else. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.